The Great Reopening is what the Irish Examiner calls it. An array of photographs on the paper's front page shows some of the hairdressers, shoe shops, art galleries, clothes shops and dog groomers, which opened again yesterday after what the Irish Independent in an editorial calls the longest winter ever. A happy shopper and a hairdresser at work are pictured on the Irish Daily Star's front page. The Independent's picture by Jerry Mooney is from Shankill, Dublin, and shows Muireann Brannock having her hair styled by Ciara Lambert. The paper reports that businesses anticipate €3 billion will be spent this month as the pandemic restrictions are relaxed. The Irish Times takes its lead story from the review of Ireland's environmental record by the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development. As Kevin O'Sullivan reports, the OECD has said the state should increase carbon taxes, impose higher waste charges, and should reconsider the introduction of household water charges. The Examiner headline already carries the response. Anger at fresh calls for water charges, it says, over a report that opposition parties have reacted with fury to the suggestion that water levies, which were scrapped after a massive public backlash, should be reimposed. The Irish Sun carries a front-page picture of Patrick Dillon, who murdered his 11-year-old half-nephew, Brooklyn Culbert, in 2019. As the papers explained, the child's mother, Sonia Aylmer, campaigned for an amendment to the Children's Act which would allow the murderer to be named and which came into force last Friday. The High Court ruled yesterday that the convicted murderer, Patrick Dillon, and his victim can be publicly identified. The Independent leads with a report that a government agency set up to boost lending to small house builders is putting tens of millions of euro into developments being built for so-called cuckoo funds. According to a review of Home Building Finance Ireland, carried out for the Department of Finance, since the COVID crisis, the agency has earmarked €300 million for large-scale developments, including funding schemes targeted at the private rental sector or cuckoo funds, the paper says. And cuckoo funds turn up in the Irish Daily Mail's lead story too, with the admission yesterday by the Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, that he invested in a cuckoo fund scheme in 2008 and lost €15,000 from it. The Irish Mail on Sunday at the weekend had reported his investment. And finally, with all this good weather, the Times has a page devoted to 32 great outdoor swimming spots in Ireland, one in every county.